This is Rob Stone from Fox Sports.
Hi, I'm Neil Collins.
Hi, I'm Joe Cole.
You are listening to the Unused Substitutes.
The Unused Substitutes.
And you're listening to the Unused Substitutes.
Get off the bench!
Hey there, little Red Riding Hood, I...
Ball's going to bounce down. It's three in the box. Bicycle kick! Goal! Rowdies! What a play! What a shot! And it's 1-0 Rowdies!
And good evening. You're listening to the Unused Substitutes live on Radio St. Pete, part of the Beautiful Game Network and sponsored by Roughneck Scarves. I'm Dan, flying solo tonight. Matt's in Alabama, I believe, doing some work stuff. Jake put in two interviews today, so I figured we'd give him the night off and we'll see if I can carry a show by myself. I really wanted to start, you know, do the theme song with some Jason Derulo riding solo, but I'm told I'm not allowed to do that. So you got the normal theme song. Obviously, we'll dive right into this, keep it maybe a short show because I don't really like talking to myself. The Rowdies obviously had a bye this past week, a much needed one. We needed to rest some, you know, hopefully heal a bit from the injuries we have. And it seems we've made some moves that we'll get into a little bit later. But other teams did play on this past week. And I believe Red Bulls 2, Verth Bethlehem Steel tonight as well. That already happened. It ended in apparently a wild 2-2 draw. So the Eastern Conference standings, we'll do a quick rundown of that. Since he's still in first place with 30 points, Louisville City... in second with 24, Pittsburgh tied with them with 24 points, Nashville with 23, Charlotte with 22, Indy, Red Bulls 2, and Charleston all have 21 points. Indy ahead in the standings from tiebreakers, Red Bulls after them, and Charleston rounding out the playoff spots. And then obviously since Bethlehem Steel's got 20 points, so they're 2 points ahead of us. And I probably should look at the games played here, but then the Rowdies are after Bethlehem with 18, tied with Penn, or this Friday's opponent, 2 days away, with Penn FC with 18 points. But it seems a lot of teams, except for Louisville City, have we either have a game in hand or, it looks like three teams have played 13 games like us. Others have played 14, but Cincinnati and Red Bulls 2 have played 15. So it's not dire yet that we're in 10th and 3 points out of the playoff spot there. So, I mean, a win this weekend will be kind of huge. But we know Penn FC. We know what they can do. We had a disaster game against them in Harrisburg City. Is that what it's called? I don't know. Harrisburg City Island, whatever. Who cares? But going into this game, it'll be a different look. Obviously, Stuart Campbell's gone. And then we'll jump into this. Yesterday, it seemed kind of out of nowhere that Jack Blake was loaned to the Real Monarchs for the rest of the season. We'll get Neil's take on that in a little bit here. as we all know also that Friday is Marcel Schaefer's last game for the Rowdies. He's going to go back to Germany to be pretty much the sporting director of Wolfsburg. I'm going to just jump right into that right now and play this interview about that. We can hear what Marcel has to say with Jake. Jake, again, did a wonderful job. So let me play that interview for you all, and I'll be right back.
Yeah, I said I'm just a little disappointed for the reason that we have talked today, but I'm happy to talk to you nonetheless.
Yeah, thank you, thank you. Man, me too. It's like a little bit bittersweet feeling. That's the best word to use, I think. On the one hand, I'm very excited about my new job. It's a great opportunity. You know, I played 10 years for this club, and I have a very, very special relationship, and this opportunity is just great. But on the other hand, I was proud to be a soccer player for 16 years. I was proud to be a soccer player of the Tampa Bay Rowdies, and it's a little bit kind of a sad feeling that it is over right now, because I really love to be a soccer player. I put so much passion in that game, and I have so much love for that game. So it is over. But on the other hand, I'm proud to play 16 years without any major injuries, so it was fine.
Has this week felt any different, considering it's your final training week and leading up to your final match here? Has this week felt any different for you?
Yeah, it is something like special, you know. When I came here to the U.S., and I think it was almost clear that I played just 1.5, 2 years more. It is like you appreciate more your work, and I think it's a privilege to be a soccer player, and especially like in the last week, I think I had my routine like all my years. I do a lot of work, like not only on the pitch, outside the pitch, like in the gym, going on the bike to prepare, and I just enjoy it. You know, that's the only thing what I can say. It's maybe a difference. I enjoy it more because I know it's just 3 to 4 times more. Being here with my teammates in the locker room, make funny jokes, talk some shit things, you know, what you do in the locker room, and I really enjoy it. And for sure, the game on Friday will be very special for me. It will be emotional, but it's a soccer game, and we try to win it. That's our goal. And like always, soccer is all about winning. It's all about emotions. And it's all about passion, and we want to put that in and hope to win. And yeah, give me like a goodbye.
Now I know this idea of you going to work at Wolfsburg in the front office has always been your ambition and your plan, but we weren't expecting you to leave so soon. So how quickly did this all come together, and did it catch you off guard to the, you know, your early exit from the Rowdies and your move into the front office? I mean, how quickly did this all come together for you?
Yeah, it was very short term. So my former club, VfL Wolfsburg, they struggled the last two seasons, and they had a playoff game for relegation, and they stayed in the first league, but now they want to make a rebuild, and they hired like a new CEO soccer, and he called me like 10-11 days before and said, yeah, I want to make the rebuild right now, and you're playing like a big part of that, so we have to start now. And this job or this opportunity was one of the reasons why I came to the U.S. Because if this opportunity didn't exist or doesn't exist, maybe I would find another club in the Bundesliga. But I said, okay, I just want to play like for Wolfsburg in the Bundesliga after 10 years. So I want to make a totally new experience in the U.S., make some tours through facilities of the Tampa Bay Rays, of the Buccaneers, of the Lightning, and for sure playing here with my teammates at a fantastic franchise. It's really a fantastic club from the Rowdies. And I think I can announce that I'm the first Rowdies ambassador, and I'm really proud of that. So it will be not the end, definitely not the end. It will be just the start of a very good relationship between the Rowdies and Marcel Schäfer.
Yes, that's very interesting to hear. Love to learn a little bit more about that. But can you just let us know what your new role with Wolfsburg will be, and like what your sort of your responsibilities would be with the club now. I think people are interested to know what you'll be doing over there.
Yeah, so I'm a sporting director, and I'm responsible like for our professional first team. Working together very close together with the CEO soccer. I think maybe my role is like a technical director over here. And as I said, it's a huge opportunity. It's a great opportunity, great challenge for me. And yeah, I informed the Rowdies like as early as possible. And yeah, they understand my situation, and I'm very, very grateful to Bill Edwards and the Tampa Bay Rowdies to give me this opportunity. And as I said, it is not the end. It is just the beginning of a great relationship between me and the Rowdies, and maybe between the Rowdies and VfL Wolfsburg.
Right. So I saw, I think it was last week, the team posted a picture of you in the locker room talking to your teammates. I mean, what was that like for you to inform them of the move? And can you share a little bit of what you said maybe to them?
Yeah, that was very, very hard. I mean, to be a part of the Rowdies was not only a job. It was more than that because of the fantastic relationship. I mean, I'm just here for 1.5, 2 years, but we feel really familiar here. It was definitely more than a job for me. And this was maybe the toughest part. And I'm honest, like I had tears in my eyes because to explain the situation, to explain them that you leave like very, very soon and not being a teammate anymore, that was very, very hard. But everyone, I think there is no doubt in my situation would do the same. And they really understand my situation and wish me good luck and all the best for the future. And yeah, that is really great. Yeah.
Now, you mentioned that you've used your time in the U.S. to learn a little bit more about other sports in this country and, you know, how they operate. And I mean, can you elaborate, explain a little bit more, like what you took away from your experience here in the U.S. that you'll take back to Germany with you?
Yeah, I mean, I think you cannot compare like the sports like one to one, but it's always like interesting to see how other franchises in different sports work to be the best in their leagues. Like the Tampa Bay Lightning, it was very interesting to talk to the general manager Eiserman, to talk to a few players like Victor Hedman, and he is definitely one of the best defenders in the whole league, and it was interesting to see how they work. What do they do to be the best in their sport, and what do they do about around the team? How do they work, you know? And how is their facility? And this was very, very interesting, and I have really learned a lot, and I have many ideas to put in or bring back to Germany.
Now, you're leaving mid-season. The Rowdies just went through a pretty big coaching change, shakeup with Neil Collins moving to the sidelines. I'm just curious, in this month here that you've seen Neil in charge, what have you taken away, or what's your assessment of Neil as a manager, do you think?
Yeah, I always had great conversations with Neil from player to player and from player now to a coach. And I'm very convinced that Neely will be a great coach and that the Rowdies will have a successful time with him. I mean, he was a professional athlete. You know, he gave always like 120-150% on the pitch, and he put so much passion in it. He was always a leader on the field. He leads like the young guys. He leads me. He leads everyone. So I think he's a perfect man for the Rowdies to be the next or to be a head coach. And I'm very sure that they will have a lot of success with him.
Now, I think one of the things that the Rowdies fans have appreciated most about you is the passion that you always bring to the field. I mean, you can always see it on your face, the way you're, you know, talking to your teammates or maybe even having a disagreement with the referees. But I mean, it was always clear that you cared. And I mean, can you just say how much you're going to miss that competitiveness on the field now that you're moving into the front office, do you think?
Yeah, I had so many conversations to former players, and this is exactly what they said. Don't miss like to be in the stadium because after 500 games, you know, but the competitive thing, yeah, you know, the competition, like every day in training and on Saturday to work just for Saturdays, you know, about the big thing and for sure playing in front of amazing fans. That is exactly what you miss, or being around with them in the locker room. We will see, because right now I'm still a player and I enjoy exactly these things. And yeah, I think I was always not the talentiest or the player with the most talent. But I think I was the player with the most passion and one of the best attitudes. And this is definitely one of my strengths. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm a little interested in that Rowdy's ambassador thing. I'm not sure if it's an official thing or you're just taking it on yourself because of your time here in Tampa Bay. But I mean, what kind of stuff do you imagine that could be the possible between these two clubs, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, the U.S. is a very, very interesting market. So I think there's just a question of time when Wolfsburg will came to a training camp to the U.S. I mean, we cannot guarantee anything because you never know what happened like in the next years or months. But I think there is definitely the possibility to come back here to the Tampa Bay area. I mean, our under 23 team was already here and played in Atlang in January 2017. And everybody was very happy to be here, and it was just positive things they brought back to Germany or to Wolfsburg. So I think I will definitely, for me, I can speak for myself. So we will definitely come back to this area because we really love it here, and we will definitely come back to the Erlang Stadium with me and my family when it's vacation time for us.
Okay, Marcel, I think that's all the questions I have for you.
Perfect.
Thank you so much for your time today, and thank you for the past season and a half. It's been a pleasure watching you play for the Rowdies.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Thank you. Have a great day.
All right. You too, Marcel.
Oh, man. Oh, man. I'm going to miss that man. The passion he brings, you know, like Jake mentioned it, the passion he brought to this team and you know, just everything, his talent, the hard work, the personality he brought. It's going to be so sad on Friday. I don't know. I was going to miss the game because I'm going up to Alabama to watch my adopted other lower league team, Pool Boys FC, play AFC Mobile. But now, how do you miss this? How could I actually leave and not catch Marcel Schaefer's last professional game? He's just a class act on and off the field. It's going to be kind of heart-wrenching. I'll save the sadness and the memories and blah blah blah, all that, for when Matt's back. I can be more emo when Matt's here, and he can, you know, maybe buoy the mood. Otherwise, you might just the next 40 minutes or so will just be me crying the rest of that, you know, on the mic. We don't need that. I'll play some Dashboard Confessional in the background. You know, it'll be good. With Jack Blake loaned out to the Monarchs, Marcel Schaefer going, you know, doing his thing back in Germany, and injury upon injury. Karinga, we don't know his status. He seems to be inching closer to health. Naj out as a right back with his knee injury. Portillo's injured in the left back. Roseboom is hurt. With the mounting injuries and, you know, these player departures. Today the Rowdies announced two midfield signings in Dominic Doro and Afram Taku. Not that, you know, Montreal impact Dominic Doro. It's a 23-year-old who last played for FC Golden State Force. Had 18 appearances, scored a goal. Apparently, he was part of the 2018 FC. I'm reading Wikipedia. I'm not gonna lie. Golden State Force team that made a deep run into the 2018 U.S. Open Cup defeat. I don't know how is that true? Before falling to the LA Galaxy, yeah. He apparently also trained with the Pittsburgh Riverhounds in February, and now he has signed for us. His wiki page has him listed as a fullback and a midfielder. It doesn't tell me what if he's lefty or right, shoots with his left or foot or right foot, but I'm assuming he can fill in, from what I'm told, he can fill in at the right back slot. So that seems like a probably, you know, where he will fit mostly since our midfield is pretty packed at the moment. If he plays well, you know, he can be a, he can either take the, play the wing or stay on over Coringa if he's not a depth signing. And play wing back there. And then there's Afram Taku, who I just actually spent the last 25 minutes looking at highlight videos because I know nothing about him before they announced him today. I'm out on Transfer Market. I was trying to figure out where he's listed as a central. His main position is a central midfielder, so he could potentially be, I don't know, like depth or the starter over Martin Vingard while Roseboom's hurt. He can play right wing or right back, which I think that part might be the interesting note there. He's also can play right back, so he seems to the YouTube highlight reels goals, which, you know, that never tells the whole story, but it's always interesting. See what they can do. He scored with both feet, which I found interesting and very reassuring. But if he's a natural righty, that's also very, very, very good. With Marcel being gone and him being a lefty, that'll kind of we'll have to find which, you know, the Rowdies seem to be a very flank play team. So I think maybe you'll see more diversity in the attack on which side, which flanks we go up, because Taku seems to have some talent. He's 28. I had a bunch of. Oh, here we go. He obviously played his career mostly in Albania. He's in the Superliga for. I'm not even going to pronounce those two teams. He recently played in the Europa League, which is kind of a big deal. So this guy, he's got some talent. I have never, you know, I didn't really know Marcel Schaefer when, because I'm going to keep going back to this. I didn't really know Marcel Schaefer when he signed. A couple of the Bundesliga fans I know said it was a good signing. Unfortunately, I don't know too many, if any, Albanian Superliga fans to get a full rundown on Taku. But I like the signing. What I see, and obviously, again, YouTube highlight videos don't tell the whole story. He seems versatile, center mid, right wing, or right back. Oddly, a little tidbit of information. It seems on Transfer Market, they give you, like, market value, and his current market value is the highest it's ever been. I don't know what that means. It's only increased here, so that's a good thing, right? I mean, it's usually a pretty good sign. I'm interested to see what he can do. We need an injection of some new talent, some energy. I think, you know, I've said it a couple times that I'm really glad that it's early enough in the season. We made the coaching change to allow Bill Edwards to work with Neil and the staff to bring in some new guys. There's nothing really worse. I don't want to say worse. It's difficult on a new manager, especially like one like this, to take over mid to late season and have to try to force or try to create a system with players of not your choosing. And working with Neil to bring in some players that he wants to implement a style of play that he wants is encouraging. Stuart Campbell didn't get that in his first year. He had Thomas Rongen's team. That was built for that 4-3-3 and whatnot, and that Stewart didn't really do much. You know, he dropped it down to what I think it was like a 4-4-2 and just kind of hunkered down. It's good to see the team bringing in and supporting Neil. That's the main thing. I mean, I don't think Neil would have taken over if he didn't have that kind of pledge. He seems to be smart, and he knows what he wants there. And it's really good to, again, to see that these players are coming in. There might be more. I don't know. But we shall see. I hope so. We still need, I would say, at least another center back. Maybe a forward. Napoon up in Indy, it's part of Sock Takes, I believe, still. He, you know, tweeted out that Poku has been training with the Rowdies. Haven't been able to actually get any confirmation there. On if he's just training here for his after being overseas and just trying to stay fit. If they're signing him, we'll you know, time will tell. We had DeShorn Brown. He's, you know, trained and healed here for a bit. We ended up signing him. I mean, then he ended up moving along, but so you never know. Let's see here. What else we got? Let me open up the Neil Collins interview and see what Neil Collins has to say about all of these happenings in Rowdy's world. Here we go. Here's your head coach.
Hey, Neil, how you doing?
I'm all good. How are you?
All right, man. I'm just trying to sneak in as much of the World Cup as I can in between work.
Oh, that sounds good idea.
Yeah. You guys had a break, air quotes break, but I'm sure it's been a busy break for you. So, right?
Yeah. What one thing since I've taken the job is my time is very scarce. There's always something that needs my attention, but I'm enjoying that part of it. The players have had a good, well-earned rest, and we've worked very hard as well as that. So, you know, I wouldn't say it came at the right time. I think a performance against Nashville would have been great to get a game again quickly, but at the same time, it gave us a chance to just reevaluate, recharge the batteries, and get ready for the last two-thirds of the season. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so in the last 24 hours here, you guys have made a couple roster announcements. First, I want to get your thoughts on this loan of Jack Blake out to the Monarchs. How did that all come about, and what led to that decision?
Well, I think, again, as I just said, I mean, as a coach, there's constantly things changing, phone calls coming in from left, right, and centre. We're obviously looking to try and make changes to the roster. It's not something that's generally been done too often nowadays in terms of players going out, always players coming in. I think it was an opportunity for Jack to go and play more regularly than I foreseen him playing here, and it also gave me the opportunity to bring in a couple of different types of players that I don't feel that we currently have in the squad.
Yeah, you mentioned when I was at the match, Atlanta match, a couple weeks ago, when someone asked about roster moves, you said that the thing you were prioritizing was if you're going to bring someone in, they have to be better than what you already have. So, I mean, with these two announcements that you guys made today, midfielders Afram Taku and Dominic Oduro, I mean, can you just elaborate on what you think they'll bring to the squad here?
Yes, no worries. I think, yes, I did say that, and that's 100% right. And I think one thing I should add to that is one of the things I'll do with the players we'll bring in is they'll bring in something different to what we already have. You know, better is always open to interpretation from people. Better all-round footballers, maybe one thing, but in terms of bringing something different, Dominic brings us real tenacity to our midfield. He's small, but he's quick. He's very, you know, very tidy midfield player. But again, with any player, it's always about, you're always judged on what you do in the field. So that's the qualities I see in them, and it's up to me and Dom to get them out in the field. Afrim's pedigree speaks for itself. He's an international. He's played in the Europa League as soon as last season in Albania. We brought him in. He's not played in a few months, but his quality's there for everyone to see. He's a right-sided player, so he'll give us balance on the right. He's quite a versatile player. We don't have too many players that can slip in and out of different positions. So I think he'll bring us something different that we didn't have. And, you know, we know that we've been suffering injuries in different spots. So that's definitely something where we need players. It's not always about Jack necessarily going out. It's about we had a need for players regardless of Jack leaving. We need different players because of the injuries we've suffered. So
you know, these two additions will definitely give us that.
So you've been tested as a young manager. You mentioned by the number of injuries, and then you lose a very important player in Marcel Schaefer to another circumstance. So I just have to ask, what was your reaction when you heard that news coming about?
Well, obviously, I was privy to everything that was going on with Marcel and myself and me and Bill. I was obviously disappointed to be losing such a good player and a good person, but the opportunity he's got is understandable. You know, we all wish him all the very best. As you know, that he's been a huge, huge player for us. He assists so many goals, he scores goals. So, but yes, I've been tested to the limit, but it's a good baptism of fire into coaching. And if we can try and deal with these things, I'm sure that things will start turning in our favour and maybe we'll get a break here or there from the footballing gods. But it's just part and parcel of football. It's just the way life goes. And again, we wish Marcel all the best. And I genuinely believe it's an opportunity for someone else in our squad. You know, Leon Taylor took his chance last weekend. And everyone that's had the opportunity off the bench, people like Martin Vingard have come in from the cold and played. And then not let themselves down and not let the team down. So, you know, we do have people here that are really keen to play. And that's one thing I'll say about the two signings. They're hungry for the opportunity. They are eager to impress. And that's something that I'll always look for in any signing. Someone that's really, really keen for the chance. So that's one of our main objectives when we're looking at players, is to get people that are hungry and have a desire to play for the Rowdies.
And outside of just the obvious talent that Marcel brings to the team, what is it that people don't see necessarily that has been such a benefit to the Rowdies, you think?
I think he's off the field. You know, he's togetherness with the boys. He's a really down-to-earth guy. He likes to socialise with the players, and I think that's the kind of stuff that goes unseen. He does a lot of things with the lads. He organises team outings, you know. So these are the things that they might not seem that applicable to the field, but they certainly are. It brings a togetherness. So the boys will definitely miss him in that respect. And you know, he's a real proper family man off the field. But that's the type of characters that this club needs and likes. So again, he'll be missed on and off the field. And hopefully we can give them a good send-off on Saturday evening. Friday evening, actually.
So you've been in charge now a little over a month, I think, and you guys have had this break to kind of reassess and work on things. And you mentioned at the last match that it's time maybe to start really clicking into that next gear and turning those positive performances into better results. I mean, is that what you're expecting to see when you guys hit the field against Penn FC, sorry?
Yeah, of course. Look, I mean, the results have been not what I've wanted, but they're certainly, you know, we're unbeaten, which is important from a psychological point of view. We could quite easily have turned a couple of those home games into wins and we'd be sitting really, really happy. But no doubt, Jake, that I'd like to think from now to the end of the season, you know, you're going to see some changes and some differences in the way we're playing. You can never judge it on one game, but hopefully we again see an improvement on Friday night against Penn, starting with 3 points, but also the performance. I thought the performance against Nashville was good. Hopefully we see an even better one on Friday.
And looking at the standings here, I mean, it seems like the Eastern Conference, with the exception of maybe Cincinnati at the very top, there's still a lot of congestion there where there's a lot of, it seems like in this last half of the season, there's a lot of room for teams to be moving up and down, back and forth. There's a lot of fight left to be made. I mean, nothing's been decided yet at all.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Look, we're not sitting exactly where we liked in the table. We know the reasons for that. But there's still plenty of time. As you said, there's plenty of time. There's a very tight league table. Yes, Cincinnati are out in front. We get to play them twice. I think they've played 2 more games than us as well. So better to have the points on the board, but we are still a work in progress and we've got time on our side. Now, the time is now to start getting points on the board, but the boys are well aware of that and really, really keen to remedy that. So it's an exciting time, and it's, I'm looking forward to not just Friday night's game, but the rest of the season. And the league table doesn't make great viewing, but let's look at it again in 10 games time and see where we are.
All right, Neil. Thanks again for your time, man. Really appreciate it. And best of luck on Friday.
Cheers, Jay. All
right. Thanks.
All right. Good, pal. Thanks for the call. And enjoy the rest of the World Cup. Try not to get caught watching it. All right.
All right. Thanks.
Top man. See you soon. Bye, pal.
And thanks again to Neil Collins. And another great interview by Jake. I think I took two things I took away from that interview there. One, not just if you're going to bring in players that are better, since, you know, as Neil pointed out, better is a lot of times subjective, but players bringing in something different than what they're doing. And with Taku bringing balance to the team, it's interesting. I still have no idea what Neil Collins... His plan or system or anything is fully, there's nothing concrete to show. He's kind of put out different things each week as he builds a system that he wants. I think last game was the most dynamic we've looked at in attack in a very long time. So that was good. I do have a there was a question from Boston up in Cincy. Let me see if I can find it on Twitter, and we'll give. He said, "Is this good enough, or do the Rowdies need more firepower to save the 2018 season?" In reference to these two signings, I would like to think that more is coming in that will help. But I know minimal about these guys. I'm excited. It's, you know, I jokingly said it last night, but this is pretty much like hashtag Rowdy's reboot with the bye week, new players coming in. Neil's finally, you know, he's had some time to leave and imprint in the team, but now we got some new boys in. Like he said, give them 10 games and see and judge them there, see where we're at, and we'll move on from there. I'm excited. But I'm forever the optimist. I think there's too many other depressing things going on in the world. So I like my soccer to be optimistic, and the Rowdies are giving me that. So let's back these guys. Let's give Neil, well, first on Friday we play Penn FC, which is Marcel's farewell. Let's give him a farewell. Let's give him, you know, a nice good send off back to Wolfsburg and ending his playing career. But it's also Pride Night. I think it's, what, the Rowdy's second Pride Night. They did one last year. They had the rainbow numbers on the practice jersey. It was cool. I'm glad to see the teams doing it. Jochen and Kyle are part of the Playing for Pride. If you don't know what that is, check that out on Twitter. Donating money. I think last year, let me bring them up to you. I think the Human Rights Campaign. Nope, that's Playing for Play the Kids. Playing for Pride. There it is. LGBT. Yep. Raising money and advocating for the LGBTQ rights and equality through soccer. That'll be, you know, that's a great cause, and it's a good thing going on, and celebrating Pride Night is good. Let's see. I'm kind of running out of things to talk about, and I mean, I don't really have any. I could tell you about my week that was. But I don't really want to do that. I mean, all that's really happened is my dog has pooped a lot in the house, which I guess sums up this year so far. Let's see. Any question? Nobody's got anything on Twitter. Let me scroll through. Just kind of killing time here. I don't want to give dinner. I'm still waiting for Keenan Thompson to arrive. Where is he? Come on, Evan. You promised me Keenan, and there is no Keenan. Jiminy Christmas. Let's see. I don't know what the new signings it said pending some, you know, work permits and stuff. So maybe, let me get back to that article. Both players were training with the Rowdies last week before signing contracts. The new signings will be eligible to play pending the receipt of the international training certificate and or visas. So I don't know if they are going to be eligible for to play this on Friday or not. It'd be interesting to if they were able to get right into the squad. I should have asked, you know, and asked for confirmation about that, but I failed you all as per usual. I'm sorry. Womp, womp, womp. Is there anything else that has gone on? Mike Pendleton pointed it out to me on the USL Reddit. There was an interesting, like, that somebody graphed the minutes that substitutes were made, and holy heck, Reddit changed. What happened? I don't know what I'm looking at anymore. But it was on the USL Reddit page. He tweeted to me. You can check that out. Let's see. I think. Oh, let's go back to the, you know, the Neil Collins interview for a second. I think a thing that, you know, we don't hear about too much is Marcel Schaefer's bringing together the team, doing team events, things like that, and the camaraderie. We saw that camaraderie, you know, early on in the season with these guys, and I think he had a big part in that, doing team events and like the, you know, and bringing them together and doing things like that. It makes it feel like a family. You know, I think at times this team, not this current one, but the Rowdies in general, have the lack of chemistry was apparent on the field. It doesn't seem that way this year or last year, really. Marcel has been pretty, must have been pretty instrumental on that. So we're definitely going to miss that locker room presence there. Let's see. Jake, you're tweeting me questions here to help me fill in some time. I love you, Jake. Question, is Marcel leaving Leo's chance to take hold as a starter spot on the left side? I would think so. I mean, he's been one of the most creative players we've had this season. In one post-game interview, Neil said that Leo's been great at home. So, I mean, I think that is a little unfair considering I'm pretty sure everybody looked good at home and terrible on the road. So maybe Leo's got to show a little bit more on the road. But I think, in my opinion, everything I've seen, he's our current best player on that left-hand side and should help fill the Marcel Schaefer-sized hole we have on that left side. I believe, like I said earlier, that Odoro and Taku are both right mids or right backs and whatnot. They're more right-sided players. So that hole, we haven't actually filled the Marcel Schaefer hole yet. So, yeah, you're probably right. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if Leo Fernandez is the guy to hopefully, you know, take it by the reins and push and cement his spot on that left-hand side. That would be absolutely fantastic. Since he's come back from his injury, he's, like I said, he's been great. Otherwise, I don't see anybody else to fit that left hand side. I guess I can wrap this up unless anybody has one last call for questions, anything. Okay, let me check the Twitter feed. You know, Randall said Leo showed his left foot on longer shots on goal in the last game. Yeah, he's getting there. He's definitely probably that left side player we're going to need going forward. Junior Fleming's on the right would be in the center there. He's another right side player with Taku or Odoro bombing up the right wing with Morel there as well. I don't know. I haven't actually sat down and messed with lineups yet because I just pretty much learned where these guys played. But it'll be interesting to see how Neil fields these players and how this lineup takes shape. I'm excited. Hopefully goals will start coming. That seems they seem to have dried up after what that 5-0 win when Matt and I were like, yeah, the dam broke. Yay, the dam broke. Goals are coming. And then we forgot how to soccer. So let's see. We love you is obviously for the next two shows for me, or probably and is probably last show as well. So next, the last three shows, Marcel Schaefer. Good Lord. It's going to be pretty dusty at Al Lang, I think, on Friday. Regardless of results or anything, it's going to be an emotional night for quite a few of us. So, yes, Marcel, thank you for everything this last year and a half. You were probably the most talented and entertaining football player I've got to watch. Oh, Carlos, thank you. I switched Twitter accounts, so I didn't see this one. Who would I start at striker on Friday? Let's get a little crazy. And if Neil, if he's playing a 4-4-2, put Georgie and Junior Flemings up there with Joe Cole slotting behind and Leo and Morel on the side. Just go all out attack. Penn FC's not very. I mean, they've gotten a bit better. They're tied with us on points, but they're still not a strong squad, despite the thrashing we took at their hands in Pennsylvania. But I think Georgie and Junior are the ones you got to go. You got to go with up top. The Junior has been probably our best attacker since Neil Collins took over. So you keep the faith there. And Georgie's always got some magic up his sleeve. So I would definitely keep Georgie in there. And hopefully he can break the record, as we've been saying, forever now. Hopefully he can break the record at home. So Patreon, it's up. Please, donate. Let's get back to the level where Matt has to do something goofy since I've had to eat two very terrible dishes, and I will never forgive any of you. I'm sending you all your part of the therapy bills. So let's torture Matt a little. Not Chipotle, stop saying that. That's just him being disgusted when mine's more of a mental reaction. Let's not try to kill Matt. Let's just embarrass him a bit. Rate and review. We're on pretty much every audio, Radio St. Pete, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Spotify. Rate and review. Review this one. Tell me how awkward and weird it is to have one person talking. Conversation is a lot better for podcasts than one idiot behind a mic. Thank you to Wolfface for our theme song, Radio St. Pete for letting us do this, Shamrock for being awesome and hosting the casuals down there, Big Storm for, pretty much being what runs through my veins these days. Thanks to our sponsor, Roughneck Scarves, official scarf supplier of MLS, USL, and US Soccer. Get custom scarves for your group or team at roughneckscarves.com. Yeah, thanks guys. This was kind of fun doing it alone. Very weird. We'll talk to you next week, and I'll have stories from Pool Boys FC and AFC Mobile, and some tales of this game. Maybe Matt and I will chat about Marcel memories. That'll be a nice little segment. I will hopefully see most of you guys Friday at the game for Pride Night and Marcel's farewell game. And peace out, guys. The Radical here, the Radical there, they kick the ball around.